Welcome back to another episode of Cultivating Change, everyone. I'm your host, Alex Corey, and this week's guest is a new acquaintance of mine. But at this point in my life, whenever I meet someone who resonates on so many levels and has been through the same journey that I have, just a little bit ahead of me, we deep dive almost immediately and start sharing stories, experiences, tips, tricks, all of that. Today's guest is Ashley DeMarco. She was introduced to me from my business partner, Justin, who co-runs the Microgreens Farm, Casey Gardens, with me in the Asheville, North Carolina area, just north of Asheville in Weaverville, North Carolina. Ashley has had her own experiences with mental health and her lifelong journey to find fundamental health for herself, and her eye-opening experience came through one of the fundamentals of life, water, especially whenever she had her newest child and wanting to set them up for success all the way down the road. She did a deep dive into one of the fundamental processes of life, living water. I'm sure you'll like this episode with Ashley S. DeMarco. Welcome back to another episode of Cultivating Change, everyone. Today's guest is a holistic water specialist, health and wealth coach, Ashley DeMarco. I've known Ashley for a couple months at this point, introduced to her from Justin, who's my Casey Gardens, the microgreen farm operations manager, as you guys know him. And Ashley is a wealth of, or a pool, I should say, pun intended, of knowledge about one of the fundamental aspects of existence, life, and health, water. We're going to do a deep dive on water and on water's important role in everything it touches in health optimization. And we will probably end with a conversation of wealth and how the two integrate. Ashley, if you could just tell a little bit about how you ended up here, what called you to Asheville, because that story is pretty cool, and how you ended up being a water nerd, as I like to call us.
I ended up in Asheville basically by following my heart. I know that sounds a little crazy for some people, but I've been called to many places on the planet in the last 6 years of just like following that call. And I was living in Mexico. My partner was living in San Diego, and we kind of wanted to meet somewhere in the middle, but didn't want to live out west anymore because we had done that for me, it was almost 8 years out west. And so we ended up here in Asheville, and it was in March of 2020. So it was a wild time to be moving. But the water actually, I would say it kind of found me about 6 years ago. I was bathing my son and in the well water from my parents, wherever they live in Pennsylvania. And the water was literally coming out like yellow. And we had put this whole home filtration system on it, which we were cleaning like every 2 months. And it was still coming out this yellow. And I was just like, what am I bathing this newborn baby in? Because he was like a week old. And I was just like, so concerned, because it was the first time in my life that I had responsibility for another being. And it really started even thinking about water, because up until that point, I lived in San Diego. The water there is horrible. Everybody mostly knows that. And we would buy filtered water from the water store. And then when I went back to with my parents, it was well water. And I was taught that well water was safe, or whatever safe is. And so it just really, it took me down a crazy path, because once you start learning about what is in the water and how it got there, and you know, how the contaminants keep just coming and coming and coming, you just are you know, you're at that point, I was going to do everything I could to find the best solution for my family, for my, like, this newborn baby that I wanted to make sure was bathing and drinking clean water. So,
yeah. And it's interesting to figure out what sort of moment of realization everyone comes to in their life before they do deep dives on everything. We're willing to put up with a certain amount of good enough for ourselves, but things tend to get thrown into another level of concern, realization, and responsibility when we have someone else's health to care for, and then start taking things more seriously.
Definitely. And my son was actually only born with one kidney. And so water was always something that was coming up, and the quality of water he's consuming, because kidney health, that's where the, you know, heavy metals get processed. And so I was just going, because of what I went through during my pregnancy, and, you know, it was a kind of a traumatic pregnancy in terms of, like, the Western allopathic medicine model was like, you are, you know, you're high risk because of this whole kidney thing. And so I just was doing what I would normally do prior to being pregnant, which was doing my own research, trying to figure out how I can best, you know, prevent any future kidney issues for him. And so I was like, oh wow, I need to be drinking this while he's in my belly. And so it's just wild how much, like you said, that responsibility kind of, I was like, oh well, you know, it's my body. And then all of a sudden, it's not just me, it was him. And so yeah, it just, the responsibility to him as a mother was like, okay, I have to figure out what is the best solution for him. So yeah, and I looked at so many things. Like, I looked into probably hundreds, if not thousands, of filtration systems. So there's a lot out there. It's hard to kind of digest the information that's out there, but once you kind of know how to navigate it, which has taken me 6 years. So yeah. I hope to be able to shed some light today if you're diving into water for the first time, to kind of save you all of that headache.
Yeah, that's invaluable, because people get analysis paralysis, myself included, when you're venturing into any new area of even like gear for sports. Like, I had the same thing with my mountain bike, but especially something as critical as something fueling your body. So people have this on the nutrition aspect to an endless degree, but for some reason there's no water wars. There are diet wars between veganism, carnivore, paleo, actually vegetarian doesn't really care because they're usually left out of it, but there's no water wars. There's no, everyone's like, it's water, but obviously that's the furthest thing from the truth. People assume tap water is fine, and fine in the sense they won't kill you, as in you're absorbing a little of it and you're getting basic hydration. But if you start digging, you'll find, and I used to be way more concerned about water in my early 20s. And I just came across Berkey and I was like, good enough. That strips everything. So it's a step above reverse osmosis. Just because it's going to get micronized viruses and just the tiny particulates. So it's the ultimate filter, if you will, but it doesn't do anything. So it's just stripping. There's no benefit. There's no changing. It's just taking everything out of the water, because that's usually the primary concern. People are concerned with contaminants for good reason, heavy metals, everything that's in it as it travels through who knows how old infrastructure and pipes, but it usually stops there. People are like, $250, $300, I'll buy a decent filter. Big Berkey's one of the brands. Alexa Pure is on a lot of the survivalist names, and I'm sure you have a string of other ones, but that's where most people, myself included, usually stop. They're just like, I'll just get a filter and not worry about it. But as you found, take us through the layers of your water is life filtration process.
Yeah. So the thing is that there's 19,000 filter companies in the United States, and the bottled water industry is multiple billion dollar industry. And these two enterprises, I would say, they're actually only run by one small department in the FDA. And so there's not regulation, guys. If you're thinking that like the site is saying, well, it removes this or it moves that, you know, but there's no third party validated tests to prove that, then I can't stand behind it. And that's been a 6-year process of coming to that realization, because I've tested $5,000, $10,000 whole home filtration, and it's still not doing what it says it's doing. And so what I've come to a conclusion of is like, it's not necessarily this simple, easy one purchase, your whole home gets clean. Like, it's not that simple right now, just because the technology specifically for what we're going to talk about today is just not there for the volume that goes through a whole house. People don't really understand like how much volume of water they use. If they flush their toilets, they do the dishes, they have a dishwasher, they run laundry, and they're obviously using it to cook and clean and bathe in. So like the amount of water a four person household runs through is like about between 600 and 1,000 gallons every 6 months. It's a lot of volume. And so when we're talking about clean water coming from the faucets, you know, the primary importance for me in my home is the kitchen, because that's where we do all our cooking and cleaning. And then the showers. And then obviously if you have plants, making sure if you're watering them with a hose, that's filtered as well. So it's a process. I have on my house, I have a whole home filtration. I have a UV light. I have a pre-filter, and I have a Kangen ionizer just for the kitchen. And then for the shower, I have an Inespa, as well as, you know, all of that pre-filtration device. And I'm on a well, I'm not even on city water, but I care so much. And I've learned so much about water that you got to take these steps. And it might sound like crazy, and like I said, you might not want to go as far as I went, but the pre-filter that we have found that's NSF certified for all of these contaminants that, you know, we're seeing here specifically in the US, Canada, and Mexico, is certified. Like, it's the only certified one out of 19,000. Mm-hmm. So when I learned this information and I was able to go on and look at the actual results month after month, it was like, wow, this company has been around for 52 years. They're the leading they are the inventor of carbon block technology. Like, they know what they're doing, but they just don't market like Berkey does. Their marketing is people. It's consumers. It's people talking about it, right? And they're at more old school business model, right? And so they're just coming online. They're just learning how to use technology to further their mission. But, you know, Berkey and all these other newer companies, they had that, right? They came in with the knowledge and the wherewithal with how to use their, you know, marketing through social media and things like that. So that's why you're seeing so many Berkey machines purchased in the last decade, because their marketing campaign really targeted, you know, our demographic of age group, because a $300 home purchase is really like, it's expensive maybe, but like people are buying that in a blender. I've just bought it in a, you know, what are those called? It's
fryer.
Cooking blender and an air fryer.
Well, by the mixer, anyways.
Yeah. So those things cost around that much. So that's not a large purchase for somebody. So they did target our audience, and they did do a good job. And again, that filter does filter out some of the things, but what we're seeing now, you know, specifically after the last couple of years, is there's more and more pharmaceuticals going into public water systems. There's microplastics that we didn't even talk about 5 years ago. There wasn't even really any research on it. And now you're seeing microplastic studies in placentas, they're saying, you know, people are drinking a bottle of bottled water only, that they're consuming at least a credit card's worth of plastic a month. And so where is that going? Because it's an inorganic material in our organic bodies. So it's being stored, it's clogging up systems, it's really causing endocrine disruptors, like it's causing a lot of harm. So, you know, there was people that went the Berkey route, and there's people that went the bottled water route, right? Like they were buying cases of it, or maybe the 5 gallons. And still, anytime something is housed in plastic, water is a solvent. It's going to leach into that. And we don't have any idea how long that's been sitting on a shelf or sitting in a
in light.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And everyone knows about BPA, which is wonderful that companies have had to take that seriously, because there was, that was the one that was put in the spotlight as a known endocrine disruptor, but that's one. It's kind of like, well, any other toxin you hear about, for every one that makes it to sort of the mainstream consciousness and narrative, there's going to be 1,000 others. And VOCs are a relatively new thing, just all of the different onslaught that we face, which is why partly when health coaches get a bad rap because they just tell people to basically strip out as much modern conveniences as possible. So EMF, and people tend to look at it as going overboard, and you're just like, you can handle a little of these stressors, but the point is you're not getting a little, you're getting bombarded. So what you can control, you should control as much as you can, because there are some things you don't have control over. But the things like water, that there are bulletproof solutions in place and you can nail this down. Whereas, you know, you're exposed to, if you leave the house, you're exposed to a whole bunch of other things. So whatever you can control in your house, and water is probably the most critical, it's worthwhile to make it as healthy as possible. And that's probably a good transition into what living water is, since we're going to start throwing that term around.
Yeah. So living water is a process of taking water, so from any origin, so we could take it from my well or city tap, and we run it through a device called an ionizer, and it uses electrolysis. So it's going to use positive and negatively charged stainless steel titanium plates that mimic rocks in nature. So just like the titanium that is these plates are made out of comes from nature. And so it uses electricity, and it's going to split the hydrogen from the oxygen. Now there's two hoses for every single machine. One hose is going to always spit out the oxygenated water, and the other hose is going to spit out the hydrogenated water. And so that becomes what we call H2 water, or molecular hydrogen. And what that is a very viscous, so I've heard it described as like glacier milk, or what did you say yesterday?
When you said glacier milk, I thought of Waterboy, because that's what he had used, the water from a glacier in Alaska that always stays cool. So it's that high quality H2O from the Waterboy. Yeah, it's almost magical.
You can probably see if you're watching this live, but you can see the bubbles in there. That's the H2. And so that makes it living. It's like alive. If you've ever seen it fresh come out of the source, it almost looks like a universe swirling around, right? And those are like, it's the most potent antioxidant. So they say it's 88 times stronger than vitamin C in terms of lending of electrons. So I'm going to get a little sciencey here, but you know, on a cellular level, if we're exposed to acidity, like Alex is talking about, when we leave, let's say we leave the house and, you know, we're exposed to somebody who just sprayed Clorox or glyphosate or whatever, you know, heavy metals in the atmosphere, our cells on the inside are oxidating from these stressors. And so what that means is if we're looking at a hydrogen and oxygen atom, most of the time, the oxygen atom's stealing from the hydrogen because it's the weakest pull between the nucleus and the outer shell. In this case, when we're restoring all day long, we're restoring that electrical charge to our cells, to our bodies, we're actually lending. all day long, we're lending electrons. So even if we're exposed to acidity, or even if we choose to have an alcoholic beverage or drink coffee or something that's more acidic to the body, we're still lending that voltage, those electrons, to stabilize any unstable cells in our body. And so the way I look at it is that the body is always working to come back into that homeostasis state. And so if you're just like we talk about in diet and exercise, all of those, modalities are helping our body come back into that restoration. It's for lymph drainage, it's for weight loss, it's, just for healthy cell reproduction. Living water is literally lending living electrons to our cells all day long. And because, with any diet, they're not really recommending you eat all day long, but with water, you can drink and consume water all day long and even all night. I'm still breastfeeding a toddler at this point. And so I have to consume water at night to be able to produce milk. And so, this is something that it's so simple. I'm not having to make a ton of meals to get all these electrons and antioxidants in my food, which I still eat that way, but I'm actually consuming more antioxidants than 6 barrels of blueberries in just this glass. And so another thing I wanted to mention is a lot of people don't know what pH stands for. It just stands for potential hydrogen. And so the more hydrogen is in a liquid, the more electrons, I said, it's like everybody knows the buzzword antioxidants. That's really what it's doing, is it's stabilizing the body. It's coming back into this, we see it for the skin. We see it for the same thing for the inside of our body, our gut, our microbiome. It's wanting that homeostasis state. And so these living bubbles right here, they're trying to escape this glass. And when you drink that, it's going straight into your cell. It's immediate, it's rapid absorption. Most other waters, whether it's Fiji, Berkey, Brita, fridge water, even well and spring water, their clustering is larger and it doesn't always enter the cell. So a lot of the times, they say, there's that saying, you are what you eat, but I say you are what you don't digest. And the same is true with water. It's not necessarily about the quantity you consume. It's about how much absorption you're getting. And so you could be drinking 2 gallons of tap water a day, but if you're not absorbing it, if it's not actually entering the cells, there's nothing pushing that toxic waste in the cell out.
Right.
And then that cell also needs magnesium, potassium, calcium, and iron that we get from the minerals in water to restore those nutrients and that balance in the cell. So there's just so many different things happening when we're consuming living water compared to any other water.
You said a couple of things, and I've done a couple of videos on this channel about antioxidants for the microgreens, just that exactly what's happening on a cellular and molecular electrical level when you're consuming oxidative stress. So that's fried food. That's any food that is corrupted, and people have a hard time. I sometimes have a hard time picturing oxidative damage, and the way that it kind of landed, and this was recently, with someone's like rusting, literally just think of rusting. Your cell membrane is rusting with oxidative damage. So you have 3 major antioxidant systems in your body. I don't need to go into them, but most people will hear of superoxide dismutase has gotten a lot of press. That's even a little esoteric, but their job is solely to give electrons back, and they get recharged by other systems. And microgreens have a super high concentration of antioxidants. And the thing that stood out whenever you sent me all the literature on living water, Kangen water, was the ORP value. And that caught my attention. So that is oxidative reduction potential. And that is exactly what you just said. So it is the magnitude of electrons it can give back to all of that rusting, because your body is the perfect machine. So it can unrust And that's what healing is. It's just the repairing of that rust. Metal usually won't, when you think of something rusting, you think of it being rusted and it's done, but your body can repair that very quickly if you don't keep inflicting the damage and you give it proper input. So that's massive.
Yeah, and you think of one cell that's out of balance, it's going to, all the other cells around it are going to start stealing. And so, you know, the same with rusting, you see it on a bike. It's like, it starts in one area and then it spreads, and the same thing happens in the body. And so if you can, what I find for the most part, when people start drinking this water, even if they don't have any like massive health concerns, their immediate noticed results are in the gut. Like, oh, my better digestion, I'm sleeping better, my hormones are better, I'm having, you know, better bowel movements, you know, and so much of our energy comes from the gut too. Yeah. Having large, you know, higher energy, I'm not having those, you know, down moments. So
B12 is produced in the gut. So yeah, direct energy correlation. Yeah. Vitamin D, a lot of them, serotonin, mood stabilizers, all, yeah. Yeah. The one big thing that also I get in conversations about, because I talk to a lot of ancestral health people and they try to, they're like, what are you mimicking in nature? And also in the literature, I like that they address that. And they're like, yeah, this happens naturally. This is found at the base of waterfalls, which you can feel if you're there. You can almost feel the negative ions coming back at you, which gives you that calm buzz, and or tumbling down a stream. So people used to drink from that. I mean, that was the clean source. So you get that structure and that electrical charge from nature. So this is the closest thing we have to that, but amplified, because you can amplify it with electricity. So it is the best of both worlds, so to speak.
Definitely. And you can have access to it anywhere, you know. And I think if we want to go a little bit deeper into that spiritual aspect, like everywhere I feel like I was called to, if water does hold memory, which I believe is true, then the water that I'm consuming in all of these different locations are unlocking not only memories within me, because I'm consuming it, right? I'm becoming that. And so what's beautiful about these devices is that, you know, we don't live in a sedentary society where people just move to one place and stay there for, you know, the rest of their life anymore. We're very mobile, you know, people move around all the time. And so these units are mobile, you know, you can throw them in a RV, you can throw them, you know, in a car and drive it to an Airbnb and hook it up. Like anywhere you have water, and even if you don't even have a running water system, we've figured out how to use these. So I just think for the likelihood of everybody in the world being able to have access to these five springs. So there's five springs in the world that people still access, that have all of these properties. It's just not realistic. And even if we did try to bottle it, like we know with electrolysis, it's not shelf stable. So the challenge I have is that a lot of people, when you're listening, you're going to be like, oh yeah, alkaline water. It's very different than alkaline water. Alkaline water, you will see on a shelf, it's bottled in plastic. They're going to say there's other ingredients in the bottle. It's a chemical change. And so that is why it can be shelf stable. It's changed by adding chemicals to the water. And so electrical change, same thing with the waterfall. It's the electricity, that power coming through that waterfall. The water at the bottom of the waterfall is very different than the water at the, you know, the bottom of the entire stream. Right. And so I really want people to understand that, you know, having these devices, it's best drink straight from the source. Within, we say 48 hours, this molecular hydrogen content will start to dissipate. Now the water will still be clean and it will still actually hold a very high pH, but that molecular hydrogen, these tiny little bubbles, they'll definitely start to dissipate after a few days.
Right. So your ORP value, your oxidative reduction potential, decreases, much like it does with food. Same concept with living food. You want food as close to living as possible. Once you cut something, salad greens or just any fruit or veggie from the garden, start losing its nutrition immediately. Like it's still potent and way better than something that's been sitting in the grocery store for a week plus, but peak nutrition is always as close to alive as possible. So the water is almost would almost be the same as microgreens, same exact concept. Cut it and eat it immediately. So that's get as much of that free hydrogen in you as possible. And I'm glad they, I also didn't know about those springs. So there was Lourdes, France, sort of the magic springs. I can pull it up if I need to.
Yeah, I have it actually.
I'll put it in the show notes, but it was one in Mexico. There was one Lourdes, France, and it's the same. It's their holy sites. So people have also claimed to have seen appearances or apparitions of extremely ancient spiritual figures. So those are healing sites, and yeah, people flock to them from all over the world, and they tested it and they're like, oh, this is that water, super high ORP value. And there's probably more to it than that. And you can get way into the spiritual nature. So there might be a different resonance to the water and an intent there, probably because of the intention of all the people who were there for that one purpose. But yeah, it's not quite the same as just pH 8 water with added minerals from the store. Yeah.
These holy sites, they actually, in order to be clarified or classified as holy, they have to go through all of these, I don't know, protocols, yeah, tested by priests and all these things. So it's very interesting that, like, you know, same with this water. We can't technically make the medical claims, but there are people who have consumed it and not had cancer. Like they had cancer, consumed it, and not had cancer. Same results with going to like Nordenau, Germany, this spring that is there. People go there, they had cancer, they drink the water, they left without it. So I do believe there is a frequency, because I also believe cancer is a frequency as well. You know, when there is studies to prove, like, you know, when your body blood pH enters a certain level, that's where cancer can grow. And so there's so many different aspects, mm-hmm, of water and layers to it, right? A lot of people maybe haven't even heard of the fourth phase of water, which, you know, there's so many ways that you can start learning about it. But I think just having the access to these, mm-hmm, this technology, it's, for me, when they talk about gamma state consciousness, which is that resonancy, that's what I feel like I've been able to access within my brain, a very clear state of consciousness, a mental clarity, a brain health that I couldn't have achieved through any supplement or anything I was doing, even exercising, meditation, definitely, but breath work, all of these things I was doing, I start drinking the water and it just amplifies all of those things to actually start working more fluidly, efficiently.
Yeah, 100%. When you're doing that, involving the pineal gland, Joe Dispenza does a wonderful explanation of the process you undergo when you change brainwave states and your breathing. And it's basically just the piezoelectric effect. So you are converting metabolites of melatonin in the pineal gland via electrolysis, basically. So you are making a battery, mm-hmm, in the center of your head, and the water, it holds the charges. So you are playing with the fundamental aspect of it. Would be like upgrading, if you had a battery and a flashlight, it's like upgrading the battery. So just the amount, the voltages and the currents change, and the capacity changes whenever you do that. So it's the basis for all of those effects, and you can reach them without it, but it's kind of like having to take supplements, like you mentioned, to cancel out the effect of ingesting a ton of toxins instead of just getting rid of the toxins and not needing the supplements. So water just brings you back to a higher baseline, an easier starting point.
And I'll talk a moment about supplements themselves. Mm-hmm. What are people taking supplements with? Water. How does that transport to their cells? Through the water. So a lot of people are peeing out very expensive supplements. right? It's not absorbing because the water they're pairing with it isn't actually pulling it into the cells. And so I find even while taking supplements, make sure you're taking it with living water. So it's, you're making sure you're actually getting absorption from that curcumin or the two. Like I really swear by being able to supplement my body with whole foods or like herbs. So for my second pregnancy, I didn't do any prenatal like vitamins or anything. I just did all like whole foods, powdered form. Yeah. So in capsule and, nettle tea and oat straw for, you know, those essential minerals and blackstrap molasses and things with lots of vitamins that were naturally occurring. And so again, I drank all of that with the water. And so I was able to have a insanely healthy pregnancy. Like my midwife would tell me I was kind of boring because I was so healthy. She couldn't, there was nothing for her to do. You know, she didn't have any advice. It was all like, she was actually learning from me. And so, yeah, I mean, what better like results of elevating our health than to create humans with yep. the most optimal health. And so that they grow with that, they're being born with everything they need to thrive from right. day
you're, one. You're setting them up for success. Yeah. As much as you can physically be responsible for, obviously they will grow to be autonomous beings and most of it will be on them, but yeah, giving them a massive head start for sure. Or at least allowing them a lesser probability of having to deal with a slew of new childhood maladies like ADHD or autoimmune, anything like that. Just things that kids didn't used to have to deal with in the quantities they do now.
Yeah, I have this crazy statistic that just was released. So 1 in 8 children now have asthma, 1 in 5 have allergic eczema, 1 in 12 have food allergies, 1 in 5 have obesity, 1 in 6 have mental health, and 1 in 54 have autism. 1 in 54 children. So all of these chronic conditions have increased 400% since 1970. So like, that is insane, right? When we're like trying to figure out how to, because our health is vitally important, right? Because we want to exist and be vital while we're here. But like, what's the longevity of the planet, right? So like, what are we providing our offspring? Who's going to take over when we leave? Mm-hmm. And we have to build strong, you know, immune systems and strong bodies. And I'm sorry, anybody with those challenges is going to like spend most of their life trying to figure out how to resolve or even just deal with, right? A baseline challenge like that. And so it's just, you know, if we can educate and prevent that for the future, I just think it's so important.
Yeah. Most health coaches that I know and a lot that I went to school with through a Primal Health Coach Institute had to figure out how to deal with things more specific than that, but of that magnitude, some sort of autoimmune disease, a degenerative disease, spinal diseases, plethora of allergies. And they have found ways where if you go mostly to just your normal primary care doc, most of the time they don't have the testing or the tools or the time to actually dig and get to the base of that, and definitely won't tell you to go on like a water fast or anything like that. So it's all experimentation, and all of them have found some way to mitigate it or make it imperceptible. So yeah, if you get back to the fundamentals, and that's always nutrition, lifestyle, exposure to the natural world, water, things almost magically improve because your body has healing modalities. And if you get out of the way, just 2 steps, get out of the way, so stop poisoning it, and then give it the proper inputs so it can actually run efficiently. If you poured canola oil in your oil tank, your car wouldn't work well. That's what most people are doing. Literally pouring canola oil. I wanted to explain my newest coaching offering, what I think the community and everyone who I talk to is actually asking for and really needs. What I'm seeing is most people have one habit, one healthy habit that they've always been trying to implement, either going to bed on time, having better sleep hygiene, consistently meal prepping, setting themselves up for nutritional success, whatever that means to you, for the next week, having a sustainable growth-based exercise routine, help you get back in your body, having a more creative reflection time, getting out into nature more, any of these things, all pieces fit together. What I'm seeing is most people have tried that one thing they know would make them a better version of themselves, and they probably had success for a couple days, a couple weeks, and then something happens in life and they revert back to old routines simply because it's easier, more convenient, and they don't have to put the willpower into it. So what I am offering is basically habit coaching. It's a month, 30 days of daily habit coaching. What I do is help you find exactly what works for your context in your life, fits your lifestyle, work habits, sleep habits, all of that. Dig in and find the really nitty gritty granular things. It takes a lot of knowing yourself, but it's always worth the time. If you have that one little habit that you've been trying to nail down that will make a massive change in your life, whatever you define that is, reach out. Be happy to chat about it. The discovery call, strategy call, it's always free.
But if you want to chat about the wealth part, the integration of that to your business, that's the fascinating part.
Yeah. So, I mean, with coaching and health, and my background is in nutrition, and I was a yoga teacher, still can teach, love teaching, but I got to experience I taught in San Diego for 8 years and multiple different settings, but one of the most interesting settings was a hostel. So people new to yoga every single day. So it wasn't like a studio where people are like, yeah, I'm coming. It was people traveling from all over the world to stay at this location. We provided yoga on the cliffs. It was beautiful, just more, you know, nature experience. And so I got to see so many different aspects of people's health and where they're coming from, right? Like all these countries. And it blew my mind, to be honest, of how just different cultures are with their health compared to the United States. And when I started drinking this water, I didn't necessarily think I was going to do the business side of things. I knew the business was there, but I really just wanted to consume it because I was pregnant and I was struggling with just morning sickness all the time, 24/7 morning sickness, which is like the worst hangover that you can't control. And so I had such profound results. Like I went from throwing up every single day, multiple times a day during my second pregnancy, to being able to not only hold water, but then hold food. And so this is after years of researching all these different water devices. And so it wasn't until that moment of like, you know, December of 2019, where I was like, or it was a little before that, but I was just like, I need this water. I can't live without it. And from that moment on, the moment my machine arrived, I'm not even kidding you, my son, who was 3 at the time, got chicken pox. And I knew that you could use these other different pHs. I had like really no idea. I had learned a little bit about the machine. So I pulled off the 2.5 and the 11.5, and I just started spraying all of these spots all over his body. I witnessed with my own eyes those spots disappear and then stop. Like I literally caught chicken pox like in the moments where it could get bad for especially a 3-year-old who doesn't, you know, listen about itching. We stopped it within 12 hours. Like, so it went to his chest and his face, but that's it. And with, you know, a child and chicken pox, if they scratch those things, they'll get scars for life. Yep. And so we were really, he had, you know, them on his face. And so we made sure we would spray and spray and spray. And I watched those scars, even from the ones that he scratched, slowly go away. So again, these are just things that I just naturally started sharing with people. And my parents started drinking it. My mom had thyroid issues pretty much her whole life since I was born. And she started to get regulated on there. She lost 30 pounds in just 6 months from just drinking water. She didn't try anything else, but she just drank the water. And, you know, same with my dad, more energy, like better digestion. So I was just starting to see all these people around me have health results. I was having health results. My partner was having health results. And so I just started sharing it. And with that sharing, people started buying devices from me, and the business side started to really look like it was something that I could do. And so that was almost 3 years ago now. So I have been doing the business. I committed to doing the business side about 2 years ago, and it has been beyond one of the greatest blessings besides the water to our lives, because the machine is a write-off, a tax write-off, like 100%, whether you, you know, have your own business already, or you're just starting off and this is your first venture with, you know, anything like this. But the compensation plan that this company has put into place, it's the only patented compensation plan out of like all of these other models in terms of network marketing, where there's 8 points and it's a very blessed compensation plan. Like to call it a personal growth journey while you get compensated, because a lot of this work that we're doing is the healing work. It's restoring those cells back to origin. It is, you know, just like Alex was saying, like the routine and, you know, the lifestyle and the diet. And you start to see people, like, for example, my mother started craving more vegetables just from being detoxed, because her body was actually, she was able to actually listen to what she needed instead of being, you know, for somebody who eats chips and fried food a lot, that's what their body craves. She's detoxing this slow detox process. She was able to start craving those, like actually wanting them. And that's really how you change somebody's life, is that they got to change their lifestyle. Right. It's not like you just drink this 1 gallon a day for a month and you're good forever. You know, I'm drinking a gallon at least a day in this water. And I'm just sharing to do that with everybody else. So the compensation plan, this business, the community. So Enagic is a word of mouth business. They do zero marketing at all. Their entire business model is set up on the fact that you and I will drink this water and we will share it because it is so amazing. And that's how they've done it for 48 years. This is their 48th year in business. And honestly, they're just getting started. Yep. This is, they had one of their biggest months ever in March. And like, it's still like $200,000 when like other network marketing companies are doing $1 billion right. a month. So, you know, this business, like you said, there's wars over food all day long, oh, yeah. right? People will fight till the day is blue, like over everything, you know, we're looking at seed oils and avocado, what to eat, what not to eat. Do we do raw? Do we do cook? Like there's so many different things, but with water, where's the conversation? Why are people talking about it? I mean, I know that you have a Berkey and I know that there's other people out there who have other devices, but we're not talking about that, right? And when you go out to a restaurant, I'm just now hearing people say, do you want filtered or do you want tap, right? And so even you're paying, right? What you're paying for at a restaurant, a lot of the times we think water should be free. And yeah, if we didn't contaminate the planet like we did, maybe the water that's coming straight from source, these springs and stuff would be cleaner. But again, what's in the air is in the ground. Right? You see the soil health. Zach Bush talks about this a lot, is like when you turn that electromagnetic current back on in the soil by using mycelium and, you know, restoring the biome of the soil, it's the same with our bodies. You have to restore that electromagnetic current within your body. And I think most people are walking around not only dehydrated, but they're hydrogen deficient. Yep. And so this water, this business model allows you to share this resource with anybody. Again, like we could do farmers, restaurants, chiropractors, like everybody drinks water. Everybody with kids, they're sharing this with their, you know, with their kids, their animals, their plants. This can really be used in any application. And so they've made it a business model so that we share. And not only that, I want to go a little bit into the spiritual aspect of wealth is that, you know, we're restoring the planet by getting healthier, but we're also restoring the planet by getting wealthier. Because I have this motto, my kids and I say, is more money equals more opportunities. I help more people with more money. So the more money I make, the more impact I have, because I love to grow food. The more money I make, last year I made more money, so I made a bigger garden so I could share it with more people. So again, like my idea is of more wealth is build a larger table, feed more people, buy land, house more people, teach people basic skills, because I really do believe that self-reliance is something that's not taught ever. And just, you know, Alex and I are talking about what we're going to do for the future, but like really teaching people the basics of time management and money management. Like, where's your time going and where's your money going? Because no matter how you make money, no matter how you spend your time, those are the most valuable resources, right? Our time and our money, which again equals energy. So where we're investing that energy is so vital. And so for me, the moment I made the step to invest in this water machine, all of the other things that I was wanting in my life, like owning land, having a garden, building a tiny home retreat center, all those other things came more fluid to me because I use the water to also manifest as well. So like I'm constantly in communication with this as a tool, because again, every sip of this then becomes me. So if I'm putting my intention into the water, I'm meditating with water, I'm doing breath work with water, it's just amplifying everything I'm doing. And like you said with that, with the brain state and like you're upgrading my brain, it gives me more capacity to be able to do more with my time and my money. Because the more money I make, the more I spend on like our property, which you got to see, you know, we're trying to make it so beautiful that people come here and just feel like, you know, I want to return to origin. Like, this is what it feels like to be in nature and to feel at home in my body.
Yeah. Money. And this took me a while to get, and I don't know why wealth is usually the last mental block people have, myself included. I'm still dealing with it. If you're raised by working parents, because money is always tight and it's the rich got there by stealing. And you're like, sometimes, but money is just an amplification of your values. So, right. It's just a medium of exchange. It's a fluid movement. So it just amplifies whoever you are and whatever your projects are doing, like you said. And the thing you, I think when I first met you, you said, I'm trying to buy my time back. And that's my new way of looking at it, is time is your most precious resource. Kind of youth, you can think of it like youth, just your experience, your vital experience here, and business models that you find extreme value in, that are helping other people and making impacts on other people's health, that also empower you to reach more people. Win-win. Like, there's no downside to that at all. So I think more businesses are trending that way. You know, if you believe in it, almost all of them will offer some sort of compensation, because it's free market. Marketing is where most businesses' money goes. So if you can have your product work so well, be so good that other people will just jabber about it, it turns into an old school economy. Like small town that I grew up in, Northern New Hampshire, my mom never advertised. It completely word of mouth, because if the product works and where you do good work, services are world-class, you almost don't need to. It spreads itself. Yeah, because it's contagious. And like you said, the water is an information field. So whatever you're doing is amplifying that information field.
Definitely. And the wealth aspect is, I mean, I believe the owner of our company, Oshiro, believed that not only the future of the planet needed health, because obviously he designed these devices extremely well, but he also knew that we needed wealth, that the people like us, the people who were actually the pioneers of the health revolution, what do you want to call the biohackers, the healers, the people who are, you know, looking at a giant jungle and being like, okay, how are we going to pave this path through? Because again, it's different for everybody. I come from I didn't get to share a little bit of this, but like my intro into the health journey came from a mental health standpoint. Yeah. I had poor mental health as a child, and was on all these medications. And so, you know, my journey into that is like, okay, if we could help kids where I was when I was 12, get water and, you know, not eat sugar and prevent them from being on antibiotics, or I was on so many pharmaceutical drugs for 10 years. It just totally destroyed my body. If we can prevent that and get paid to do that, then like we're restoring all of these different aspects of humanity, because I, you know, for me, it's like the community, you know, the more money coming into my account, the larger my community. And that's why Enagic's business model is a circle. It's this network, this web of helping people. And it's literally designed so that I help you build your foundation. And in that process, I get compensated, but you get to a certain point where then you're helping others build. And it's this pod situation where all over the planet, you have people doing this. And I meet people now everywhere I travel that are like, oh yeah, I'm part of this, or I do this. And it's just so beautiful to see, because no matter what network you're in, I found that specifically across this field alone, people are very supportive. Everyone wants to figure out how to reduce plastic, right? They all want to figure out how to be more sustainable. They all want to figure out how to eat better and live better. So these are people like, you know, thinking, pioneering, and these are the people that need the wealth, right? Because these are people who are like seeing what we need, the infrastructure. Like let's say you were able to build your dream agricultural facility or whatever it be, and you had the money, like you would be doing that on a massive scale, right? And you will do that if that's what you want to do. And I just think it's so beautiful that I've gotten to witness so many people who are working 3-4 jobs. You know, these are entrepreneurs. They're doing all sorts of things, right? They're working, serving, you got their payroll job, but then they're doing 15 other things to kind of pay the bills. And Enagic allows you to literally do this really well, 5 years, commit to it. And then all the other projects you want to do, you can slowly start to do, but the money is there. You're not coming from scarcity, because the money actually like is very powerful, what they compensate you with. So I'm just really excited to share this, because again, even the money thing, right? I didn't talk about it for a long time because
we'll do a part two. Don't worry.
Yeah. It just wasn't like, I wasn't there yet. I wasn't making the money yet to be able to, and I want to always be authentic, but like the money that I am making now is literally helping us do so many things for our community. Like it's insane what we've been able to accomplish in 2 years, just from the revenue from this business. So I'm just, again, everybody that supports me and my business, so grateful for, like, it's truly, I mean, and again, they're all still there.
Right.
Once you purchase from somebody in our network, like, we're a liaison, a concierge for water for like ever, because again, these machines last so long that 10 years down the line, you're having questions. Again, we're always innovating. We're always learning. We're always creating content like this. So we're going to keep learning.
Right.
And agriculture and farming is really like where it's at, because there's not much information out there when it comes to
the. Right. And that's where the water is most needed. So if we can, that is the big hurdle and sort of the one that needs to be cracked, because once you take back personal health, then you can affect your entire community's health just by nutrient rich veggies that have the same imbued characteristics that your cells will. Yeah. We'll do that in part two. I know you have to go because of childcare. before we leave, just give people where they can find you. I know your website is ashleysdemarco.com, and I will put that in the show notes. Is that the best place for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, if you want, go to the website. If you've never even started learning or you don't know where to start, just click on water quality. You'll fill out some questions, and I will send you everything I can find on the water quality on your area, because I think that's where you can start. And that's where I started, which is just researching, okay, what's this contaminant? What's that contaminant? And then going from there. And obviously we have a ton more resources. So once you open the door to that conversation, you know, I will be able to provide you with as much information as I can. So yeah, ashleysdemarco.com is the best way to get a hold of me.
Great. I'll put your, all your other socials below that, because you're, like you're talking about, the photos that you upload to your other socials about rashes or just skincare and just changing the pH and watching them disappear is pretty amazing still, even for, I'm a natural skeptic, and I've been in the healing world for a little less than a decade, but I still have a huge cynical part of me. So whenever people put up pictures like that, I'm just like, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, still blows me away.
Yeah, I mean, even that rash that I posted a picture of my daughter, I would have normally had to go to the store to buy something, right, to take that rash away, or go to the doctor, whatever, go out of my house, leave the house, spend money and resources trying to figure out how to solve the problem.
Right.
Now I have 7 different pHs I can choose at any time. Be like, okay, let's try all of this before. Right. And right. And not every time it's going to work, but most of the time it does. Right? Ear infections, stomach aches, nose stuff, nasal stuff, allergies, like you name it, it's been helping with that. So it's just, again, it's a medical device sitting on my countertop that I can experiment with at any time.
That's awesome. I will put all the information for your stuff, and if people want to learn more about Enagic in general, in the show notes, and we will definitely have to schedule part 2 and nerd out about specific aspects of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Take care, Ashley.